This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Arlington off of North Collins Street. If you want to come and see us. See? I told you there's people here. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to do the combo platter, and I am going to go wireless. I was just told, though, that our headphones for the wireless mic don't work. So if you're going to be saying things to me, there's a good chance I won't hear them. Hopefully they will not be negative things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Corey's busy right now. But right now, let's do some Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because 877-881-1053. Although I can think of no better Buffalo Wild Wings commercial than Corey going, because he's eating the burger as opposed to taking part in the segment.
The burger here is fantastic. The All-American burger is phenomenal. I've told you this when we were in Louisville was the first time I had that one. It is a great burger. So if you're like, you know what, I'm not feeling wings today, that's perfectly fine. They got a burger that's amazing.
Because I thought it was kind of sacrilege to go to the wing place and not get wings, but here we are.
You're just there to eat good food, Kevin, and have good times with good people.
Okay, I like that. I like that. All right, Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because. I'm going to start with win because. I'll admit this has become more difficult by the week. I'm going to stick by this one, though. Cowboys win because Jaden Daniels has hit the rookie wall. Now, when we talked earlier with John Keim, he said, look, Jaden Daniels hasn't appeared on the injury report whatsoever. And so Dan Quinn, he said he's not hurt. And so I understand he's been holding his ribs and stuff. But I'm going to throw out the alternate theory that he's just kind of hit a rookie wall. He started the season 7-2. Set an NFL record with an 82.1% completion percentage through the first 4 weeks of the season. But in the last 4 weeks, how's he looking? 28th in the NFL with a completion percentage of 59.5%. So whether you think it's because it's the ribs that are still bothering him, it's the rookie wall, it's the whatever, he has really struggled compared to where he was over the last month in particular, and the Cowboys take advantage of that in this game. That is how I think they're going to win.
Okay, man, that's a definite plan right there. If you can make that happen for him, that is a really good plan. For me, the Cowboys win if they can control the game with the running game. Their offense, Kevin, I'm not concerned about their defense as much, honestly.
Okay.
I know they've given up points, but that's because that defense is dead tired by the second
half. Their offense ain't helping them out at all.
Their offense is three and out in this sucker over and over and over. And even when they do, you know what's really crazy, Kevin? What were our biggest complaints about this offense before Dak's injury? They get into the red zone and then they shoot themselves in the foot over and over and over. And that's what they continue to do with.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With Cooper Rush, they're undisciplined. Their offensive line's undisciplined when it comes to their technique, their hand placement, the holding, the offsides, false starts. They're just an undisciplined team on that offensive line right now. They need to get into that focus with the run game that they can look, man, we're just trying to get 4 yards right now. That's all we're trying to accomplish. We're just trying to get 4 yards on this play, on the next play, and on the next one. That gives us first downs. They need to get into the red zone and do that. So if they can control the ball or the game running the ball, control this clock, not give Jaden Daniels opportunities to just say, I'm slinging it because he can't. He has lots of time on the clock to do it, then I think they have a better chance of winning this one.
Now, this person's going to be sad, but I like the detail they put into it. From the 817, Cowboys win because a solar eclipse happens every time they get the ball and eliminating the death sun. Now, this is a road game, so, and it's at noon. So I don't think the sun will play as big of a factor. Why are you looking at Daniel Jones on the Cowboys website?
Our web guy and Alec both have sent us this. On the Cowboys website, when you go click on Brian Anger, Daniel Jones and his stats pop up. I don't understand why this is, but
did somebody hack the Cowboys website?
They had to have.
Don't cheer for that.
Yeah, this isn't a – don't cheer for this. Is this the Cowboys just going, you know what, let's get some attention, baby. Any headlines are good headlines.
You know what, if they're going to do that, what I want them to do is legitimately go all in on making your salary cap explode. Claim Daniel Jones off of waivers. Pick a quarterback to start the draft. Let's really put all of our assets into that one position.
I will say this, though. I haven't been able to replicate this on the computer. I've only seen it
on the phone. Okay,
so I don't know
gotcha.
If that's a digital thing. Alec, have you been able to replicate this on the computer?
Yeah, Carter was able to pull it up on his laptop behind me. I pulled it up on my phone, so we've gotten two or three different ways of pulling this up. I don't know, because it's weird. It says Brian Anger's name, but even if you tab off of it and go back to it, it still shows Daniel Jones and his stats.
Now people are showing us pictures of Brian Anger has returned on the website. I don't know what in the world is happening here.
Clear your cookies.
All right, from the man... from the 817, Cowboys win because Washington was not prepared for the Cowboys to score a touchdown on the opening drive. That is
a
great point. Nobody.
Who would be?
Absolutely.
With this team?
From the 214, we win because we use Turpin more. I like that. Obviously, that was your one quick strike touchdown that you saw this last week.
The stat that they've only thrown two slants to him this year, or that he's lined up for two slants this year, is insane to me. He is not a burner that's going to go high point a ball in the end zone.
Yeah.
He's a fast man.
Yeah.
But he's not high pointing anything. If he's going to be wide open downfield, it's because he lost a cornerback or lost a safety and busted coverage. They need to get the ball in his hands faster and create ways to have Yak. That's exactly, like, it needs to be built into the play. That's how you use Turpin. They've been using him so wrong in all these other situations. But that being said, he was always behind other receivers. He was the third guy. And now he could be the first guy. CeeDee Lamb's situation doesn't work out for him.
Now, for a lot of people, the Cowboys lose because it was easier to piece together. From the 682, Cowboys win because we don't. Cowboys lose because of Jerry's bad decisions. By the way, I'm at the bar. All right.
What's
shout
up,
out to the people at the bar as well. Now, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who think the Cowboys are not going to win unless the Commanders collectively get high ankle sprains. Mm. Everybody on the team. Now, Cowboys lose because, believe it or not, this Dan Quinn team is not good at forcing turnovers.
No, they're not.
But they don't give up the ball. So here's what I was going to focus on. Washington only has 10 takeaways this season. I think that's only one better than the Cowboys. So the Cowboys could take advantage of a turnover-free game and pull off the upset, except for the fact that the Commanders are tied for first in the NFL with only 5 giveaways. So I think what you're going to see is the turnover battle fall against the Cowboys yet again, and the Commanders are going to take care of the ball, and they are going to win this game.
All right, I'll have this conversation real quick.
Okay.
Because Dan Quinn, it is his team, right?
Yes.
And there are lots of elements of his defense here.
Like the lack of ability to stop the run?
Well, okay. But the pressure, you know?
Yes, that is true.
Al Harris was the secondary coach. The secondary this year for the Cowboys has done some different things because of what Mike Zimmer's asking them to do. They turn their back to the quarterback. Whenever Al Harris was here with Dan Quinn, they faced the quarterback. They kept their eyes on him. That's what allowed them to get interceptions, because they were watching the quarterback because they knew the pressure was coming from their edges. This now, when it comes to what we're seeing there, Joe Witt is in charge of that defense. He's the one calling those plays. Dan Quinn, it's his team, but he's not the defensive coordinator. It's more his philosophy that he worked on with Joe Witt while he was here with the Cowboys. And I wonder how much Al Harris had to do with what they were doing. The pressure's important. The pressure creates the panic in the quarterback. But on the back side of it, the talent isn't there for their secondary. That's been a real thing. That's why they went and got Lattimore. But that has been a reality for them, is that it's a little bit different than everything that was being called while Dan Quinn was here with the Cowboys.
877-881-1053 for everyone who wants to get involved in the conversation. From the 903, the Cowboys lose because 2 very successful coaches, but only one is truly motivated, and that is Dan Quinn.
And that's a very valid fact right there.
From the 972, Cowboys win because Jerry accepts responsibility for this failure of a season, and all the players play significantly better because of that. I mean, look, I feel like you have gotten as much of a version of accountability as you're going to from him. So, like, if you don't like what you've heard so far, I hate to tell you, I think that's the most you're going to get.
And Kevin, I mean, the what you've gotten this year is probably about as much as you've ever gotten out of the entirety of his career here, right?
I could see that.
Except for maybe whenever he bought the team and said, I have to fire Tom Landry. Like, that was another form of that. I'll go with Cowboys lose because they can't stop the run. Eckler, Robinson, Kevin, I've had him on my fantasy team. When he's not injured, he has been fantastic for my team. He's good in short yardage. He's good on first downs. He's a very good running back. He's dangerous, and I think that's going to give the Cowboys fits. They're going to get gashed a few times.
We continue to monitor the situation. We're on the Dallas Cowboys website. You can find the profile of Daniel Jones under Brian Anger. And that's a shame, because Brian Anger is a really good player. I know he's a special teams player, but he's been very good for this team.
But he also has had 2 passes that have just fallen very short of what they've been trying to do. So maybe
they were complete, but you're right about that. From the Cowboys win because they're a dumb franchise who's going to win a meaningless game and cost them draft position. That I'm in the position now where I'm probably rooting for them to lose for the draft pick.
I understand, and this sounds dumb. You're rooting for it.
Yes.
There are players on that team that don't want to put out bad tape.
Oh, for
there
sure.
There are people on that team that have too much pride.
Definitely.
Like, Jordan Lewis isn't going to go out there and say, let us lose this game so that we can have a better draft pick. That is something that you're battling. If you're Stephen Jones and you're Jerry Jones, you're sitting there going, I still want them to give the fans something exciting. So there are different, everybody out there is playing for a different purpose. And they're not, I don't think any of them are out there playing for your purpose, which is trying to get better draft picks.
As they should not be.
Absolutely not.
From the 512, Cowboys win because Mingo goes off for 12 catches on 15 targets, 200 yards, and 3 touchdowns. If he does that, we better win that game.
Heck yeah, we should.
Because if we don't win that game, I don't know what's happening. From the 940, Cowboys win because they're a damn good football team.
That's what Micah said.
He did. From the 469, Cowboys lose because they're the Cowboys. Mm. We're the KNC masterpiece
over
right
five
here.
The last 3 years.
I know, Steven, I know.